Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the One Account On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Executive Director of Iowa Young Birders, Tyler Harms, about their field trip to the Port Louisa Wildlife Refuge. I'm unfamiliar with the Iowa Young Birders group, so what can you tell me about them and the event that's coming up on November 12th?
Iowa Young Birders is a nonprofit organization. It was founded in 2011 by former executive director Carl Bendorf. And the sole purpose of the organization is to try to empower young Iowans, kids ages 8 to 18, to engage with the outdoors and with natural resources. And the way that we do that is through birds. And we take young birders out on monthly field trips all around the state. And these field trips are meant to not only get kids outside, but to also expose them to what they're seeing in the world around them or in the outdoor world around them. So things like birds, but we don't just focus on birds. We also talk about bird habitat, so things like trees and grasslands and what are we seeing, like wetlands, things like that. And so the organization is all about kids and getting kids outside.
What sort of birds can kids look forward to seeing this weekend at the Port Louisa Refuge?
We're kind of amidst the fall migration season right now in early November, and so young birders can look forward to seeing mainly migrating water birds at the refuge next weekend. So Port Louisa is well known for its habitat that it provides migrating water birds, so things like ducks, geese, cormorants, pelicans, all sorts of birds that rely heavily on water for habitat. And they utilize this area, specifically Port Louisa, to rest and refuel as they continue their journey south during migration.
If kids are wanting to take part in this field trip, what do they need to do?
They can visit our website. It's www.iowayoungbirders.org. And they can click on the events tab. And at the top should be the event next Saturday called Waterfowl Migration and Conservation Day. And they can register on our website. The field trip is free of charge, but we do ask that young birders do register ahead of time so that way we know how many people to accommodate. And particularly for next weekend, because this is a special event, we're going to have to arrange buses for the tour on the refuge, as well as some supplies for the tree planting that we're conducting a little bit later in the afternoon. So we do ask that young birders register. Any young birders younger than 12 years of age are required to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. So to be parent, grandparent, adult friend, we ask that kids register ahead of time and show up ready to have some fun.
If someone was, say, on the fence about whether or not they wanted to attend this event, what would you say to convince them?
Port Louisa is just a fantastic area to visit in the fall. I would strongly encourage anyone that's on the fence to just come out and join us. I mean, the spectacle of birds that we're going to see, the number of birds, the diversity of birds is just going to be really fascinating. I've visited Port Louisa a number of times, and it still amazes me how many different birds you can see at this area in the fall. And not only that, but it's just a really neat and unique habitat to visit in Iowa, right on the Mississippi River, some floodplain wetlands, very diverse habitat. So it's a neat area, lots of neat birds, and we intend to have a ton of fun.
So the Iowa Young Birders, that's for the entire state of Iowa. So do you have more events such as this coming up?
We do. So if you visit our website, like I mentioned before, we do have an event calendar that lists all of our upcoming events. Currently, we have a event located at Lake Red Rock Reservoir in central Iowa, and we'll be conducting a Christmas bird count. So young birders will be involved in one of the longest running citizen science programs. So by that, I mean a program that relies heavily on citizens, so not necessarily experts or bird experts, but just citizens interested in contributing to conservation, will be counting birds around Lake Red Rock for that field trip. So young birders will be involved directly in conservation efforts on that trip. And then we do also have some other events upcoming in January and February. They're unfortunately not on our website yet, but we are in the process of planning some build-your-own birdhouse workshops and some other winter-related activities for January and February, and those will be on our website here very soon. So I encourage folks, if you're interested in attending one of our upcoming trips, to frequently check our website. We're constantly updating with new events and information on different programs.
All right. Is there anything else about the event that you'd like to let people know about?
We're going to have a lot of fun. I know I've mentioned that numerous times today, but I can't emphasize that enough. If folks are interested, I'd ask that they register here in the next few days, because I will be sending out an informational email probably Wednesday that just provides some information on where we plan to meet for the morning and some things to bring and things to consider for the field trip Saturday. So I just want to express my gratitude to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at Port Eliza National Wildlife Refuge, as well as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for assisting us with this field trip and helping it make it happen, because it's really them that are providing the show for us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Tyler Harms. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.